Back in the day, when we explained to people that Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal had said something, or Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had said something, then we didn't need to explain why. It was simply, سَمِعْنَا وَأَطَعْنَا. We have heard and we have obeyed. And that was due to the iman within the hearts of people. They understood that because Allah said this, I will do it. Because Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said this, I will do it. And because Allah prohibited me from this, I will not do it. But today, increasingly, we find ourselves in a situation where people are questioning why. They want to know the reasons behind what they are doing and the reason why they have been prohibited from doing something. And the reality of it is, Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal has explained to us in certain circumstances why we are meant to do certain things. But at other times and other injunctions, we find that there is no explanation. There is simply a command or a prohibition. And that is where our iman should come into play. That is where our belief in Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal is being tested. When a person breaks wind, then they are meant to wash every other organ or many other organs besides the part where the wind came out from. This doesn't make sense to an ordinary human being. But because Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal told me to do it, then I will do it. And that is iman. That is faith. That is belief in Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says something, we say it, we do it, simply because it comes from Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal. We acknowledge that this is a command from my Maker, the one who brought me into existence, the one by whom I exist today, the one to whom I shall return. So, because he told me to do this, I will do it. Because he prohibited me from doing this, I will not do it. And that is iman. But the other reason that we find is the growth of the love. And the two are actually intertwined. They are connected. The growth of the love of the dunya in our hearts. So we've begun to love the dunya. And we love it such, and we are connected to it such, that the thought of death and leaving it terrifies us. It terrifies us. I've got to leave my family. I've got to leave my business. I'm not ready. If I am to ask myself, let alone all of you, am I ready today, right now, right here to say, I'm ready to let go and I'm ready to go to Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal? I have to be honest with myself. I have to sit and ask myself whether I'm actually ready. And the believer is in a constant state of preparedness to meet Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal. Because we know that at any moment we can meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yes, death is a terrifying thing for most human beings. Yes, it is something that we are scared of because it is the fear of the unknown. And that is a normal fear, a natural fear. In fact, as Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is leaving this world, he says, إِنَّ لِلْمَوْتِ لَسَكَرَاتٍ. Indeed, death has its pangs. So he himself experienced the pangs of death. This was none other than khayrul khalqi ajma'in, the best creation on ever to exist on earth. Allahu Akbar. This was Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So it is natural to fear death. But the fear of leaving the dunya is the problem. The fear of leaving your family, the fear of leaving your business, the fear of leaving your wealth behind, that attachment is the problem. When we become so attached that the very thought of leaving the dunya is terrifying, but a believer focuses on something else. A believer focuses on the fact that my death is my birth into the akhirah. My death is my birth into the akhirah. I'm going to a better life, a better existence. So beyond that natural fear of death comes a feeling of elation, a happiness. Why? Because I'm going to meet Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal. And which Lord is this? This is the Lord who is most forgiving, most merciful. This is the Lord who wants to forgive me. And He has told me that He wants to forgive me. Man ahabba liqa'a Allah, ahabba Allahu liqa'a. The one who loves to meet Allah, Allah loves to meet him. And that's what we should be doing, growing the love of the dunya in our hearts and lessening the love of this world in our hearts. And that, dear brothers and sisters in Islam, is zuhd. That is asceticism. That is what you call divorcing yourself from the dunya. It is not dressing in rags and driving the worst of, you know, modes of transport and having the worst of homes. No, that is not zuhd. You can have a man in a palace who's not attached to that palace and he is closer to Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal. And you can have a man on the street walking with nothing, no shoes to cover his feet, and he is so attached to this dunya that it's become a point of punishment for him because he's deprived of it. He loves it so much that he's depressed due to it. So Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal, He tells us, بَلْ تُؤْثِرُونَ الْحَيَاةَ الدُّنْيَا وَالْآخِرَةُ خَيْرٌ وَأَبْقَى. But you give preference to the life of this world and the akhirah is better and longer lasting. The akhirah is better and longer lasting. So someone may ask, but hold on, how do I practically inculcate the love of Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal in my heart? And naturally, when you begin to fill your heart with the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you will find a decrease in the love of the dunya. Because the two, they don't exist simultaneously in one heart. When I say they don't exist simultaneously, what I mean is that the two, once you have so much of the love of Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal, you will reach a point where it doesn't matter what you lose of this dunya. It doesn't matter what you lose of this dunya. It saddens you for a short while because you know it is temporary and you know you are going to Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal. Learn the names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the attributes of Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal. When you understand whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is, then naturally your journey towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala becomes easier. It becomes fruitful. It becomes such that you will enjoy it, because you are looking forward to the destination. What we tend to do is to focus upon the journey. And we talk about how we should establish our salah, and we should give our zakah, and we should fast in the month of Ramadan. And that is all good and well. That is the journey. But when you focus on where you are going and whom you are going to, then it becomes amazing. You know, if I were to stand here and tell you that there is a destination in the Maldives, and the island is beautiful, there's crystalline blue waters, what happens? Automatically your heart begins to pump. You think, hey, wow, that's an amazing destination. And maybe as you are on that journey, you get into the plane, for example, and you are on the journey, what is it that excites you? Is it the journey itself? No, it's the destination. You're waiting to get to that place. You can't wait to see that island. Allah has the highest of examples. وَلِلَّهِ الْمَثَلُ الْأَعْلَى. And we are on a journey. We are headed where? To Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal. So when we learn about the being whom we are going to, how merciful He is, how great He is, His magnanimity, then we look forward to meeting Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal. And naturally the dunya falls away. We are living in this dunya. We can't ignore the fact that we get up every day and we have to earn a living. Everybody needs money. Everybody needs to earn something in order to survive. But never lose focus of your destination. And that will really help you. When we see the example of Qarun in the Quran, Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal is basically telling us that He allowed the dunya into His heart to the extent where it affected His mentality. And He believed, إِنَّمَا أُوتِيتُهُ عَلَىٰ عِلْمٍ عِنْدِي. I was given this due to the knowledge that I have. He didn't attribute it to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That was the problem. What was Allah's injunction to us? وَابْتَغِ فِي مَا آتَاكَ اللَّهُ الدَّارَ الْآخِرَةِ وَلَا تَنْسَ نَصِيبَكَ مِنَ الدُّنْيَا وَأَحْسِنْ كَمَا أَحْسَنَ اللَّهُ إِلَيْكَ وَلَا تَبْغِ الْفَسَادَ فِي الْأَرْضِ. And seek with that which Allah has given you of the dunya, seek what? Did He say seek the dunya? No, He said seek the akhirah. Seek the akhirah. With the dunya that you have, seek the everlasting. And that is a truly wealthy person. But Allah didn't end there. وَلَا تَنْسَ نَصِيبَكَ مِنَ الدُّنْيَا. And don't forget your portion of the dunya. When it comes to the dunya, He describes it as a portion. Why? Eat of it, drink of it, enjoy of it. Halal. Allah has made halal for you. Enjoy of it. No problem with the right intention. Even that halal of the dunya becomes rewarding in the akhirah. So enjoy of it. وَلَا تَنْسَ نَصِيبَكَ مِنَ الدُّنْيَا وَأَحْسِنْ كَمَا أَحْسَنَ اللَّهُ إِلَيْكَ. And be good to others in the way that Allah has been good to you. Ihsan is the highest form of ibadah. To be good to Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal, excellent in your ibadah, and to be good to your fellow human beings. Don't forget that Allah gave you in order for you to build the everlasting. So be good to them, help them, donate, give something of that which Allah has given you. Nobody wants to give. If we believed only in this world, there would be no motivator for us to give at all. There would be no motivator. Why? Because I'm simply taking out that which is valuable and it's gone. But Allah gave us the ultimate motivator. And that is, you will receive it with me. I will be pleased with you. That's what Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal is promising. وَأَحْسِنْ كَمَا أَحْسَنَ اللَّهُ إِلَيْكَ وَلَا تَبْغِي الْفَسَادَ فِي الْأَرْضِ. And don't seek corruption on earth. Don't go looking out to cause corruption and spread fitna and fasad. Why does this come at the end? Because naturally, when you seek out Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal, you purify your heart. And this injunction becomes easy for you to follow. This commandment becomes easy for you to follow. Because I am a believer in Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal. Where I have wronged someone, I will seek forgiveness. Where I have wronged myself, by sinning between me and Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal, I will seek forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and move ahead. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the ability to remove the love of the dunya from our hearts and to love the akhirah and to love our destination and to love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wa akhiru da'wana anil hamdulillahi rabbil alameen.